Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7, and this Mishnah really just follows the sort of the other side of the coin from the previous Mishnah. Here we're going to have cases where the plaintiff is seeking, you know, testimony to defend himself or do something which even maybe have some sort of financial ramifications for him, but the point is the testimony is not going to enable him to directly recover some loss and make himself whole. And therefore, it's not the kind of claim for which one would enter the potential Shavuos Eidos situation. Again, the witnesses, I should point out here, who are lying under oath, they are in violation of Shavuos Bitui, and the consequence would be, you know, again, Malchus of the purpose and all of Yord if it's Peshogeg, but here we're just questioning if we're potentially in Shavuos Eidos territory, and they could be even liable for the Korban if they do a B'mezid. The same kind of principles running this Mishnah are like the last Mishnah, Techeta Techeta, the Gzera Shava connects Shavuos Eidos to Shavuos Pikadon. It has to be a claim you're making someone, you know, recovering their financial loss. There is an additional principle lurking here, which is a separate rule that a person is never liable for the witnesses who are claiming falsely under oath that they don't have testimony to deliver will never be liable to bring a Korban unless the person, unless they're facing the claim from the plaintiff himself, another person who's essentially losing money. They have to, has been age yishmu mepi hatoveya. He has to hear the swearing demand directly, the claim from the toveya himself, not on behalf of a third party. So the cases where if Reuven claims that Shimon hurt Levi, so then, and Reuven puts them under oath, and the witnesses swear to Reuven they have no testimony, since the person who would be recovering something potentially would be Levi, it's not good enough to have Shavuos Eidos. It has to be there, like they're so chutzpahdik that they look the victim in the eye and say, we're not testifying on your behalf, we can't. So, with that in mind, the Mishnah says, Mishnah Zayin. Mashbiya ani aleichem, says Reuven, I put you under oath, im lo savo'u v'siduni sha'ani kohen. So again, this claims that Reuven's not a kohen. This is going to cost him in terms of his ability to collect truma and eat truma, or serve in the base of English for that matter, but the truma has financial value, so he really doesn't want to incur that loss. So he tells his witnesses, you have to swear on my behalf. They say, we can't, we don't know. He says, I'm putting you under oath. They say, yeah, we still can't do it, sorry, we don't know. So then, if they were lying, they're bad guys, but they would not bring Shavuos Eidos. Why? Because whether or not Reuven can confirm that he's a Kohen doesn't allow him to make some sort of financial recovery. It's not like Shavuos Pikadon. It might, yes, indirectly enable him to collect truma later on, and therefore it's costing him money, but that's not the same thing. Okay? Similarly, Sha'ani Levi. If Reuven wants the witnesses to testify that he's a Levi, he could collect Meisr that way. If they won't do it, they're bad guys. If they swear falsely, it's Shavuos Bitui, but not Shavuos Eidos, because again, we're not allowing him to make himself whole from some financial loss. There's an additional point I should speak out, by the way, that even if you're a Levi, let's say Cohen, because I'll talk about Cohen, I'm coming up more in a second. So even if a person is a Cohen, he really can't say he's losing out by not getting truma, because if a Cohen knocks on the farmer's door and says, here I'm the Cohen, give me my truma, the farmer can say, I have truma, but I'm not giving it to you. I'm giving it to my cousin, the Cohen. So he doesn't have a claim in the first place. But anyways, it's a separate reason why. And so the Mishnah goes on to say, if he says, Sha'ani ben Grusha, Sha'eni ben Grusha. I want you to testify that I am not the son of a Grusha, of a divorcee. The reference here is that if a Kohen has a child with a divorcee, the child is called a Halal, and even though the father's a Kohen, the child doesn't get the benefits of being a Kohen. He's like he's emptied out of his Kohona status, meaning he can't serve the Beis Hamikdash, he can't eat Truma. So if it's been alleged that this guy Reuven, whose father's a Kohen, they say, well, his mother's a Grusha, divorcee, and therefore he's a Halal, he can't eat Truma, and he wants a witness to testify, and they say, no, we're not gonna, and they swear, even though it might cost him his ability to collect Truma, again, not a direct loss, and therefore not going to be liable for Shavuos Eidos. And same goes with She'eni ben Chalutza. If the claim is that Reuven's mother is a chalutza woman who did this chalitza process when, you know, her late husband died without children, and the brother-in-law essentially did this, you know, she took off the shoe, spat on the ground. So they don't get married, her and her, like, surviving brother-in-law. And midurabanan, the chalitza process is equated always to being like a divorce situation, like a gerushin, midurabanan, and therefore the Kohen cannot have marry or have children with a chalutza, and if they do have a children, then the children are considered to be halalim midirabanan, so that's the situation over here. So equivalent to ben grusha. Or now we're going to go to transition. We're talking about kohanim. We're transitioning to where Reuven's making a claim on behalf of a third party. So Reuven approaches the witnesses and he says, "I want you to swear about Levi, our friend, that he's in this case a kohen." So sheish ploni kohen. And again, so the problem here is we haven't got the issue of the witness hearing it from the plaintiff itself. It's Reuven asking, demanding that the witnesses testify regarding Levi. That's not good enough to mechayev edus shvuos edus. Okay, so that ploni is a kohen, or sheish ploni Levi, that the third party is a Levi, a Levite. Levi is a Levite. V'she'eno ben grusha, she'eno ben chalutza. Same goes if Levi's been accused of being, you know, an illegitimate child whose mother is a divorcee or a chalutza. Again, all the same reasons why. Now, next, she'anas ish ploni es bito. Simple reading here is that Reuven asks the witnesses to testify regarding the rape of Levi's daughter. So they're trying to make a recovery for Levi, but the point is, since it's not Levi making the demand, no shvuos edus. Ufita es bito. Same goes if the allegations are regarding some other guy who seduced Levi's daughter, but the person who's demanding the testimony is not Levi, it's Reuven. V'shechaval bivni. Now, same goes here if, like a new case here. Here we have Reuven wants witnesses to testify that Reuven's son injured him. Now, injured him in a way that's chabal, that drew blood. So since drawing blood now is a potentially a death penalty, even if there's no capital case to be tried for a reason, still, we'll never make a son who injures his father and draws blood pay financial damages because of the rule of kimli b'derab mineh, and therefore, even if the would-be witnesses lie and swear they don't have testimony and it's false, still, there's no shvuas ha'edus because they aren't causing a financial loss because of kimli b'derab mineh. And same goes with shechaval b'chaveri. If either A, you know, Reuven was punched in the nose and got a bloody nose from whatever, Levi, or Shimon as an example. So Shimon punched Reuven in the nose and made it bleed, or Shehidlik Gedishi, or if Shimon lit Reuven's haystack on fire on Shabbos, if the punch happens on Shabbos or the lighting happens on Shabbos, since drawing blood and lighting fires are both malachas, for which the penalty is potentially skila, you know, death penalty, you have kimli d'rabbanei, and therefore there's no financial recovery, and therefore if the witnesses lie about that, they still are bad guys and might be over shvuas bitui, but they won't be over shvuas de'edus, hare elu paturin, they are therefore exempt from bringing the korban of olav yored if they do it b'mezid.